This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A U.S. official says it appears the attacker in today's fatal shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, was a military aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the incident as possible terrorism. The assailant opened fire in a classroom building this morning, and when it was over, four people, including the attacker, were dead. At least a half dozen others were wounded, including two sheriff's deputies, one of whom had managed to kill the shooter. This was the second attack at a U.S. naval base this week. In the other, three sailors died at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. For only the fourth time in American history, a president must confront the threat of impeachment, and though remote, the possibility of removal from office. But the White House, publicly at least, says it's ready for a U.S. Senate trial. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Both the White House and the Trump re-election campaign publicly acknowledge for the first time the president is likely to be impeached in the House. He tweeted yesterday, "Do it now, fast," looking ahead to a friendlier venue, a trial in the GOP-led Senate. He and aides even see a potential political upside, a chance to turn the tables on Senate Democrats, including several running for the nomination. Associates say the president's eager to cheer on the chaos, and while his campaign's touting impeachment as the biggest motivator for donors and volunteers, a trial does carry risk, including the possibility GOP senators could break with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in southern India have shot dead four men accused of raping and killing a 27-year-old woman whose charred body was found the day after she went missing. Police today had taken the suspects to the crime scene, where they reportedly tried to escape when they were killed. Several hundred people descended on the location to celebrate their deaths, but a lawmaker from the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party told AP, if you're going to kill the accused before any due process of law has been followed, what's the point of having courts, law, and police? From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is preparing to take on the leader of the main opposition, Labour Party, in the last major debate before next week's UK general election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is in London.
The head-to-head contest follows Johnson's decision to avoid an in-depth one-to-one interview with the BBC's famously tough interviewer Andrew Neil. All of the other main leaders have taken part in such questioning, and Neil has accused Johnson of running scared. The one to be aired tonight between the two main leaders is likely to focus on core messages to try and win over undecided voters, with policies on Brexit and the NHS coming under scrutiny, and issues of trust and character probed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
He may be buffeted by news on the impeachment front, but President Trump got some good news today with the latest U.S. economic numbers. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says employers added 266,000 jobs in November, the highest level since January. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low, and wages increased 3% compared to a year earlier. The job gains are contrary to the widespread belief that the low jobless rate has made it hard for businesses to find workers. Persistent hiring should allow consumers to keep spending, a key component of economic growth. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A meeting of UN agency heads and non-governmental organizations in Cameroon this week focused on the need to rebuild towns and villages scarred by the country's separatist civil war. In Yaoundé, the capital, Prime Minister Joseph Dion Engute is pleading for the international community to help.
The label of Cameroon being a peace-loving and stable country has been destroyed. And Cameroonians of all walks of life, from all the four corners of the country, think that it is time for us to regain that status which we once had as a peaceful country, a country to which other people came for refuge, a country that received people rather than sent out people.
The U.S. State Department Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests sparked by the government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices last month. There have been demonstrations in more than 100 Iranian cities and towns. Along with the fatalities, Hook claims Iranian forces have wounded many thousands and detained at least 7,000. He describes the situation as Iran's worst political crisis since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. President Trump has called on the media, quote, to go in and see what's happening in Iran. More news at voanews.com. You can also use the convenient mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.